addition of Simmons and Parks as far as filling the void that David Bruton
left. Yeah, just like the rest of them. I think the rest of the young group has done well. You know, one thing about it, and we went through it, we go through every day, we give them tests and so forth, and this group did better than our original group last year, you know. Several of them have gone 100% without making any errors on any of the tests. So that's even better than the guys than our veteran guys did last year. So I'm excited about it. They know what to do, and that'll help them because they've got ability.
Roby made some game-changing plays for you last year. Can he get even better? In what way can he get?
Like everybody, I mean, they can all get better. It's just Roby's got a few technique things that we gave him that he can work on. There's, there's just, like I said, we made a list on each player and gave it to him and talked to him about it and said, hey, you know, to get better, these are the things. Now, it may be within a coverage. It may be, how they play man-to-man or their footwork or whatever it is, or how to jam a guy better, those kind of things. So we did that with every player, and we did it with him.
Shane Ray talked about how he's trying to study the game better and also work on his diet as well. What do you think he can do to take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, we know he's got talent, and being able to utilize it, we gave him the same thing. We gave him things that we felt like he could get better. His attitude's been tremendous, and I think that's a real key for him, not to worry about it. You know, when you come in, your first-round pick, and you got DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller playing out there in front of you, and you're not the starter, you're not the star anymore. I think it's a little tougher mentally, but he's come through that with shining colors, and I think he's really ready to step up his game.
They all agree with the list you give them?
Well, they better. I mean, they know we're honest with them. We're honest when we tell them, hey, you did a good job on something, but we're also honest to say, hey, you can get better if you do this better. And we told them, hey, there's a couple of things, like when they run a stack, we're going to change up how we play that every time so that can help you guys do better. So it's all of us.
Have you always been that specific? I mean, 20 years ago, were you like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so that's nothing new, right?
Yeah, no. I think that's... that's what some people don't want to do, especially with good players, you know, the great players. They don't want to tell them that, hey, you need to do this better or that better to get better. I mean, we've always done that.
Is there any concern on your part about where DeMarcus is with his back and everything?
Well, sure, there's concern because he was out several games last year, and he had, you know, when you look at him, he had a tremendous year too. And in the playoffs, he was a monster also, so... we know he can still play if he's healthy, and they're working on that, and they feel good about it, and so he's feeling better now. So hopefully he'll be fine. But it is, you know, it's always a concern with any player that's had any kind of injury problem before.
Guys, time for a couple more.
Wade, because of what you guys were able to do last year, as you mentioned, one of the greatest of all time. Do you sense a different almost swagger with the guys walking around? And at this level, how much can confidence actually play a factor to make it better?
Well, I think we have a pretty confident group anyway, in that, you know, when we finished OTAs last year, our guys said, hey, we want to be the number one defense in the league, you know, and they felt like they could do that. So, I mean, you know, they had some confidence going in last year. And they had to go out, and you always had, everybody says they want to be number one or they want to be the best, but this group was pretty confident going in and came through. So, I don't see them much different than where they were last year, in that, they still feel like they've got some things to prove. The odds makers are really helping us, you know, because, you know, it's just like the playoffs. You know, they can't beat Pittsburgh, and now they can't beat New England, and now they can't win the World Championship. So we fought all those things last year, and it looks like it's the same way. I think we're 11th now. So Troy had us 10th, I think. But anyway, I think it's good for this group because they like that. They like to be the underdog.
Where do you see the ceiling for the Wolf? What are you hoping to still see out of him this year?
He had a tremendous year last year, and then same thing with him. Now, in the playoffs, he played tremendous in the playoffs. And sack-wise, I think he had five straight games where he had a sack, you know. So, I mean, he really came on towards the end of the year and was really our dominant inside player. So he's always been a really good run player, or at least for us this last year was a tremendous run player. But toward the end of the year, he was getting after the quarterback really well. So I look for him to take up where he left off.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you all. Have a